This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Now, I have a very special guest from a company that's been around for a long time, ahead of the curve of most cybersecurity vendors. It's Tripwire, and my guest is Tim Erlin, who's the Vice President of Product and Strategy for this great company. Tim, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what is Tripwire doing? Tell us a little bit about who is Tripwire and what you're up to and like where the future is for
us. Sure, happy to. Well, as you mentioned, Tripwire has a long history with file integrity monitoring, and we still do that. It's still actually a large part of our business. It's still a valuable capability. But we've expanded what we do significantly over the last few years. We added a log management product. We added a vulnerability management product. And we've expanded file integrity monitoring into what I would more broadly call integrity management. That includes monitoring things other than files, not surprisingly, policy compliance, and a pretty broadly applicable change detection capability that customers really find value in.
Now, when you say change detection capability, are you talking, is this beyond, is this on structured data, or where are we looking for change?
Changes on endpoints primarily. They could be server endpoints, network devices,
machine and device integrity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even a VM.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. VMs are included.
And are we saying that the machine itself has an identity and it has a behavior beyond just the user?
That's an interesting perspective. You could look at it that way. Some of what we do in terms of monitoring for integrity is driven by policies that the customer applies. So the items that you want to monitor across an environment are going to vary depending on the type of device, depending on its purpose, depending on your level of risk tolerance for that environment. And so it's really pretty flexible in terms of what we can track and monitor for changes.
Now, when you were talking about kind of how you evolved the evolution of Tripwire, you've moved in a direction that now it's not patch management, it's vulnerability management?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we do have a vulnerability assessment or vulnerability management tool. And the traditional approach to vulnerability management is scan-based. So you do remote scans. You might use credentials to authenticate to devices to get more information. And that works really well as long as you're in an environment where you can get those credentials. If you don't have credentials to authenticate, you're really only getting a part of the picture for vulnerability risk. But there are a number of environments where it's difficult to get credentials or manage them for authenticated scans. And Tripwire, of course, has a long history with agent-based assessment. So we've introduced an agent-based vulnerability management capability, part of the same product, IP360, so that in environments where it's easier to deploy software than get credentials, you can use that agent to gather the vulnerability data.
So let's look at an example. Most people are worried that there's an SMB1 protocol running, like NHS, in the UK, mm-hmm. right? And the new WannaCry, the ransomware becomes a ransom worm, and it finds that vulnerability. And you can see that unauthenticated across the network.
Right.
Everybody can. But what if I have maybe a new, let's call it an Outlook 365 JPEG rendering flaw that just happened this year, right? Years ago it happened, and allegedly Microsoft fixed it, and they probably did, but suddenly there's some new local host-based exploitable flaw. You're going to find it for me with your new agent?
Sure, and we would find it with a remote scan if you authenticated to that host. But if you can't get those credentials or it's difficult to manage them, the agent-based approach offers an alternative. The other example where that's really important, actually, is with cloud-based deployments. So we see a lot of our customers, a lot of organizations in general, that are moving towards cloud-based deployment of images. And in that case, doing remote scanning and doing scanning with credentials may be a difficult proposition, more difficult than in a traditional on-premise environment, especially if you're in the process or if you've adopted a DevOps process. So if you're building images and using them as templates to push out multiple production images, with an agent-based approach, you can actually build that image, that agent, into the image pre-deployment so that every image that's pushed to production is already set to be assessed for vulnerabilities as soon as it comes up. And that addresses that challenge pretty well.
That's great. So you don't have to worry about elasticity in the cloud. You're already on every VM deployment.
That's the idea. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Now, let's say I'm hearing a lot about identity and access management. And MSSPs are even talking about it, saying we're really worried that our smaller and medium-sized enterprises don't even know how many users have credentials, how many cloud apps we have. Are you helping deal with that kind of dilemma that's starting to hit the streets of who's in the cloud, who has access, do we have the right user, do we have the right credential?
There are a couple of interesting things there. So Tripwire is not an identity and access management provider, so we're not building the authentication systems. But we're definitely interested in helping customers audit those systems and monitor them for changes. I'll give two examples. One is a traditional on-premise example where you just want to know what users are on all of the systems. That's easy for us to enumerate, especially if we have agents or access to those systems. But then the next level is establishing a whitelist of users that are supposed to be on different systems and using that as a tool to filter the alerts you get back so that you can use, we call it the whitelist profiler. You can use this tool not to block user access, but to identify outliers and exceptions to that authorized whitelist of users. And that works for users, ports, and software in that on-premise scenario. The other example is a cloud example where you've got cloud accounts, you know, the account you use to manage AWS or manage Azure or manage Google Cloud. And those accounts can have users that access them as well. They can have a whole set of configurations. And being able to monitor those accounts is also something that Tripwire Enterprise can do, not only to enumerate what's there, but also to identify any changes that occur.
So I think, and a lot of people tell me, you know, it doesn't happen, that HR, and, you know, the CISO and the HR team need to start to pair up and partner more often, because onboarding and offboarding of users also relates to who's hired and who's fired. Yet, you know, we don't really know. We're just watching for network traffic and hackers and patches and vulnerabilities. Do you think it's important that, you know, the HR be aware of the results of your whitelist?
Well, I would look at it the other way around, that when there are changes in an employee's status, that data should go into a tool like the whitelist profiler or even just your log management tool to identify any activity from users that are no longer with the company. Identifying if a user who's been terminated is doing something in the network is a pretty clear way to find a problem that you need to resolve.
And now that we're having the elasticity of taking what used to be behind our firewall, moving it out into the cloud, we have a lot of risk.
That's true. You do, by extending your environment, you do extend your risk. That's certainly true. And the attackers, they will follow the businesses in this case.
So Tripwire has really grown up and kind of exploded in the right direction to solve problems both on the endpoint, on-prem, and out there in the cloud. How hard is this to deploy?
It's not difficult to deploy. One of the goals we have is very simply to allow customers who are looking at the challenges of cloud security to use the same tool across their hybrid environment. So for us, we would count on-premise virtual environments. We can't forget that prior to cloud, there was a big boom in virtualization as well, and cloud environments. And being able to use a common tool across all three of those environments really allows customers to reduce the cost of security for all three of them.
Can any organization afford Tripwire, or is this really MSSP to large companies, but SMBs alone can't afford you? Or is that not the case?
We do tend to do business with larger organizations, but you know, smaller organizations who are interested in really extending their capabilities around change detection, who are looking for a tool that can solve those problems, are a great fit for us as well.
Would you say you're kind of at the heart of the root cause analysis of breaches, but people don't realize it?
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, if you look at the portfolio of products we have with vulnerability management, log management, and the change detection, you've got a really powerful set of tools and data for forensics and investigation. You know, log data is generally where you start with an investigation, but it only takes you so far. Being able to identify the specific changes that occurred on an asset that's involved in an incident gets you to that root cause sooner. Whether it's malicious or accidental, that speeds your time to recover and your ability to respond.
And do you feel that GDPR is going to be a driving force for Tripwire to continue to grow?
I think GDPR is a relatively big unknown at this point. There's a lot of talk, a lot of conversation, but there hasn't been any enforcement yet. And the guidelines that will drive investment, you know, on the customer side, they're going to come as the enforcement takes place when people see what GDPR really means.
And until then, we're going to get flooded with emails and new click here privacy policies in our web browsers.
That's right. Well, of the GDPR requirements, some of them are very clear and some of them aren't. The one about getting consent, that's very clear. And so you've seen some very clear action on it as well.
Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on Tripwire. Do you have any white papers or reports or anything you want to share that our users might want to find on your website?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of material on the website. I'd highlight at least a couple of things. There's a great DevOps security book that we've introduced, an ebook that you can download. There are a few other white papers that go along.
How much is the ebook?
Oh, it's free, of course.
See, that's important.
That's
all right. So we're going to go to tripwire.com. We're going to get that DevOps ebook at no charge and look at the white papers. And if you haven't partnered with Tripwire yet, now is the time to manage change, to manage vulnerabilities, and to get one step ahead of the next threat.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.